This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Coming off a 4-1 week?
Yeah.
And as we said before, if you know this man's patterns, because with gambling comes patterns.
Yes.
He alternates amazing weeks and the worst week you've ever seen in your life. So you're about to watch a man fall on his stupid face. And the fact that you're going to pick the way that you're going to pick is making me nervous.
You know, you said this last week and I crushed it.
No, but you were 2-2-1 the week before.
2-2-2-1.
There are lots of experts who will use real words and, tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over!
Oh,
under! 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He's a two-time MVP. His highlights are electric. He can put your defense in a bad spot with both his arm and his legs. But so far this season, things haven't really been clicking for him. Lamar Jackson has 4 total touchdowns so far in 3 games. Last week against Dallas was the first multiple touchdown game he's had. One on the ground, one through the air. But every week, Tommy, that this Bills defense is on tape, it's more information the opposition has to try and find the weakness. And something to keep in mind. You ready?
Yep, what's up?
The Ravens are 1-2. They are a bit of a disappointment right now. They need this game bad.
Desperate. It's a desperate situation.
And any option to win for the Ravens this weekend will be on the table. Think Josh Allen taking over versus the Cardinals opening day.
All right.
Lamar has shown in the past he has the ability to do that. Not like Josh does, but he can change a game on his own, try and do it all himself.
All right.
If he gets desperate, the over looks good. Over under, 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
So he's got to get 2 touchdowns himself.
Anyway.
Anyway he gets
it. Anyway, throwing or running, 2 touchdowns.
Wait, say again?
No, because I know you try and argue that when he hands when the quarterback hands the ball off, that should count as a touchdown for him, and that's not what I'm saying. He has to cross the goal line with the ball, or he has to throw a touchdown pass twice for this to
he's
hit.
He's got to get a deuce.
Yeah.
That's a lot in this league. Touchdowns are tough.
Yeah.
They don't just hand them out, Pat. You got to earn every one of them. You got to grind it out.
Yep.
I will take the under on that.
The under?
I don't think he's going to get 2.
Why?
I'm not saying they won't score twice.
I understand.
I'm just saying I don't think he's going to do it.
No, I get it. But outside of Lamar Jackson, I mean, Derrick Henry, the
running
back, who we'll talk about in a little while.
They're a two-dimensional football team.
So wouldn't that mean he's going to have to do more?
But can he?
He's a two-time MVP. He took his team to the AFC Championship last year.
I understand that. I got it. But you know what? Those awards don't matter when you get on the field today. When you flip that coin, nobody cares that you're an MVP in my ass.
No, you're right. You mean like when you get on the field and take your team to the AFC Championship game? You mean like that? You mean like when that
maybe
happens?
Like that.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just trying to be, look.
Yeah,
man.
You ask me a question. I give you the answer.
No, I'm just your logic doesn't make sense. Like if you want to make the argument.
I see the game differently.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What?
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 total touchdowns.
No, I took the under.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
McDermott's got this kid figured out.
So just to be clear, you are under 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson. Sorry.
I'm all in on McDermott.
I got so frustrated I stopped listening to you. You're all in on McDermott?
He's a defensive guru.
Coach Dumbass? Remember that guy?
Well, you know what? He grew out of his dumbass.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He grew into himself.
Okay.
He matured.
Over under 300 yards passing.
Oh, my God.
For Josh Allen.
Oh.
Did you know?
What's that?
That despite Josh playing out of his mind the first three games this season, the closest he's come to a 300-yard passing game so far was the 263 he had against Jacksonville on Monday night.
Yeah, he's not really stacking up the yards.
No, he's not. He looks amazing. He's leading his team, but they haven't needed him to chuck it around for four quarters the way that we've become accustomed. That being said, if the Bills can exploit one major weakness of this Ravens defense this weekend, it's how bad their passing defense is. The Ravens passing defense is ranked dead last in yards. Yeah, yards given up per game. People are throwing all over them. In fact, they're averaging giving up almost 300 yards a game, and they've given up almost 40 more yards per game than the next worst team.
So they're the worst of the worst.
Worst of the worst.
So they can't stop them.
The other weird thing, they also have the best rushing defense in the NFL. They're number one at stopping the rush and the worst at stopping the pass.
Right.
So that being said, air yards may be the way that you beat this Ravens team. Could be a day for Josh to go off. But, Kimmy, this Bills offense is different now. They don't chuck it around all willy-nilly.
No, they do a lot of different things.
But they spread it around.
They do. But we have yet to see if forced to rely on that passing game all game long, if these players can pull it off. Over, under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen Sunday night.
I mean, you got to think Josh Allen, the hottest quarterback in the league right now.
Are you talking physically or playing wise?
However you want to cut him up.
Okay.
He's number one. And he's got the hot hand.
Sure, sure.
But, and if you're telling me these guys can't stop the pass, it's going to be a light show.
Okay, a light show.
Oh, yeah, they want to light it up.
It's going to be a light show.
Light it up.
Hey, got your tickets for a light show? Are you done?
I'm definitely taking the over on
but
it, based on what you told me.
Okay, but this
why wouldn't they exploit it with all the weapons they have now? And they everybody's full of confidence.
You're right. You're right.
It's go time.
You're just saying coach stuff now. It's going to be a light show. It's go time.
It's go time, buddy. It's going to be Air Coryell.
I mean, look, it may not be up to Josh. It could be Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, saying this is what we think they think we're going to do. We're going to zag when everyone thinks we're going to zig.
Okay.
But you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
So you're telling me that they can't stop crap. Why wouldn't you?
They can't stop crap.
Right.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is, getting ready for another primetime matchup against the Ravens. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He is over 300 passing yards for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
He's a beast.
He may be the scariest man in football. 6'2", 247, the craziest workouts you've ever seen. Yeah. Last week against Dallas, he had a day.
Yeah, but he was the whole show.
He was. 151 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. If there is one thing to be nervous about with this Bills D, it's how they stop the run, especially with a guy the size of Henry. Because if he gets past that defensive line, there are a lot.
He's gone.
Well, there's a lot of little guys back there, Kimmy.
Yeah, but we've seen him run those guys over.
Saw him run one of our guys over.
Yes.
Like, the best you could do is throw, like, empty cans
Maybe
at him.
Maybe you can trip him up somehow.
And the Bills have had some issues stopping the run despite this great start. The Dolphins gashed them. On that Thursday night game, despite the blowout win, and the Jags had to abandon the run like 5 minutes in because they got down so big. Can they stop it if the Ravens decide to commit to it? And just so you know, in three games so far, Tommy, Derrick Henry has rushed for 46 yards, 84 yards, and like we just said,
and he lit it up against Dallas.
Yep, 151.
All right.
Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
So he can be stopped based on those stats.
Yes,
like it's slow start.
Okay.
Look, the last time the Bills played him when he was with the Titans, the Bills shut him down completely.
Right.
But it's a different coach, different system, different offensive line.
I always think McDermott figures these guys out.
Okay.
These one-dimensional stars.
They were two-dimensional before. If they were one-dimensional.
No, like the guy himself. Like, he's just a downhill, straight pull you over runner. Right?
Okay, sure.
It seems like McDermott figures that out because he's a defensive guy. I think he respects Henry a lot.
Okay.
I'm sure he wishes he has him.
Uh-huh.
That way he does his homework on him.
Okay.
So the guru is going to put it to him.
Oh, I thought you were referring to yourself there.
The guru?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm like a little McDermott, really, if you think about it.
So then what's your pick?
I don't think he's going to be as impressive as you think in this game.
So you're going under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back.
I will take the under on that.
Under. Yeah. Under 85.
Yeah.
I do want to point out, you said you're like little McDermott, but you also call him Coach Dumbass. So does little Coach Dumbass?
But you also call me Dumbass.
What?
You also call me Dumbass.
Are a dumbass. You are a giant dumbass.
Giant little dumbass.
Giant yes. little dumbass. Giant Coach. Little dumbass. We had it all. Despite being 3-0 and scoring over 30 points each week, mm-hmm. blowing out their last two opponents in prime time.
Crushing the soul of their opponents. Mm-hmm.
The Bills are somehow underdogs on the road for the second
Which
time
is great.
In 3 weeks. Yes.
Let them come in. Let them think like a...
It is
not so good.
Wait, they're doing that? Yeah.
Coach Dumbass over here.
Look, I agree with you, but it is insane, Kimmy, the way they've been playing.
That shows they don't get the respect that they deserve yet.
No regard either.
And that pisses them off.
They are 2.5-point dogs walking into Baltimore. Mm. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within 2.5?
Well, based on my other picks, mm-hmm. I'm taking a flat-out goddamn win.
Okay.
That's
a confident win right
Straight
there.
Up uncut Baltimore win.
Okay. Oh. No, Buffalo win.
Buffalo
win. I mean, in Baltimore.
Okay.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all right, so they're winning, so they're going to cover the 2.5 then. So that's it? We're done there?
What do you mean?
We're asking.
Like farther afield? What do I see?
Well, look, there. If the line's 2.5, mm-hmm. if the Bills win, even if the Bills win, the Vegas would be predicting a close Bills win.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did we determine was a good score? To get a blowout.
A blowout is 10 points. If you win by 10 or more in the break room, that's a break room blowout.
All right.
Yeah.
10 lousy points.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't think Josh Allen, what you've seen so far, like what he did last week was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
All right.
He could have stopped in the first quarter.
Yes.
And went to bed.
I just want to share something with
and
you.
And what did you say? The University of Buffalo came out and finished the game
for
him?
They did.
Jesus.
There are people, sports fans, who believe that when you score a ton of points the week before, it costs you points the next week. Like, you need to save some of those points for the next week.
Okay. I don't think points work that way, personally. Okay. I don't think you could, like, spread your points out.
Okay. All right. So then.
Blowout.
You've called it for a blowout every game so far this season.
Oh, my God. Why do you do this? Why do you go for blood? Why are you doing this, Tommy?
Why are you doing Bob Dylan? So just to recap.
What's a recap?
Tommy's picks this morning. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
he is over 300 passing yards. It would be his first of the season for Josh Allen.
He is
under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry. He has the Bills winning, obviously covering the 2.5 dogs that they are, and he has them winning in a blue.
And we do want to be clear, right? Like if they win, but they don't win in a blue, you don't get that pick.
I understand.
Okay.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up, right?
Yeah, well done. Pretty close. Coming up after 9 o'clock.
Not so fast, buddy. I do believe that after this game, and it's going to be impressive, I think Josh is going to put on another historic performance.
That's not, we need a specific thing.
Well, they are going to crown him.
Uh-huh. Crown him.
They're going to crown him.
Okay.
And it's going to be verbal it said on the National Airways of America, of God Bless America, that he is now America's quarterback.
They're going to say the words, he is America's quarterback.
Yes.
Who is going to say that?
One of the
somebody
on the broadcast. On the broadcast that he's on.
They're going to go, you are now looking at America's quarterback.
Okay, so your bonus pick is...
America, we had it all.
Someone...
He threw like bogey. That pass went all the way to Key Largo.
Not this is America's team.
This is America's quarterback.
Okay.
So to be clear, it's someone on the NBC broadcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just clarifying.
Okay.
No, because you're going to be like, whoa, there's a billion sports talk shows where somebody could say, that's America's quarterback. Yeah. And be like, whoa, guy who does Dayton Public Access Television is an American quarterback.
Can it be on the after show, like the recap?
Sure,
the
fine. Anytime on NBC after, sure. Fine.
All right. Oh, during the,
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Two guys that did know ski and watt last week. Called him TJ ski and watt. JJ Ski Watt. Not knowing a goddamn thing.
Go home.
They're
right
the Watt brothers because they don't know squat.
They will be.
They couldn't have been more wrong.
Brothers.
They are the Ski Watt brothers.
Oh, you got his name wrong. TJ. Yeah. TJ.
Whatever they are.
JJ and TJ.
DJ and.
DJ. DJ, Kimmy. DJ. DJ.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.